from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission is warning of a new phishing scam. The scammer sends a text claiming the recipient owes traffic fines. It threatens them with suspension of driving privileges, higher tolls, and damage to their credit scores if the fines aren't paid. The text includes a fake state administrative code. The MVC warns that it never sends unsolicited emails or texts other than appointment reminders. According to a new report from New Jersey Policy Perspective, the price you pay for electricity is skyrocketing because regional grid operator PJM isn't keeping up with demand that new artificial intelligence data centers are putting on the electric grid. Policy analyst Alex Ambrose says one bill in Trenton would make AI data centers bring their own clean energy.
Basically, they would build, let's say, a solar farm, and they would get most, if not all, of their energy from that instead.
Ambrose says it would be a great way to make sure corporations that benefit from being in New Jersey don't pass on the costs from their data center energy needs to working class families. NJ Transit is offering train and bus service to MetLife Stadium for upcoming World Cup games. There are a series of games in June and July. NJ Transit will operate its rail line service between Secaucus Junction and MetLife Stadium for all of the games. Rail service will operate up to 5 hours prior to kickoff and up to 3 hours following completion of the game. Schedules are available on the NJ Transit website. Governor Phil Murphy and his New York counterpart, Kathy Hochul, were on hand for the Thursday groundbreaking of the huge Port Authority bus terminal in Midtown Manhattan. Murphy says the new terminal will be able to take in nearly double the number of buses per hour.
It will offer an entirely new and improved experience to the hundreds of thousands of riders and visitors who will walk through its doors every single day.
Expected to be complete by 2032, the terminal is expected to exceed 2 million square feet and replaces the current 75-year-old one. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Be careful on the roads tonight. There's a flood watch in effect. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Clouds and some breaks of sunshine through the rest of this afternoon. There will be a shower or two around. Highs will be in the upper 70s to near 80. Overcast for tonight with periods of rain, some of which will be heavy, and there could be a thunderstorm as well. Any heavier downpour could lead to some flooding as well as some ponding on roadways. Lows tonight in the upper 50s. Then tomorrow, cloudy much of the time. Will be breezy and cooler. Still some lingering rain in the morning. Then after a bit of a break, we'll see a couple of showers and thunderstorms develop during the afternoon and evening. Some of those could be gusty with small hail. Tomorrow's high near 70. Cooler as it clears out later tomorrow night, low 50. And breezy and cool with some sunshine Sunday, highs in the mid to upper 60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Hackensack 75, New Brunswick 76 degrees, Evesham 75, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather is brought to you by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. The unofficial start to summer is here. The arcade at Fantasy Island Amusement Park in Beach Haven is open daily, now through Labor Day. Outdoor rides and games, they're open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. For hours and info, visit FantasyIslandLBI.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.